In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, this Sunday is called Passion Sunday. Passion Sunday because during the next 2 weeks before Easter, the liturgy concentrates on the sufferings and death of Jesus to atone for our sins. Why did Jesus have to suffer? The simple answer is that he offered himself to the Father to make satisfaction for the sins of mankind. Sin is an offense against an infinite God. Man who is finite, limited, cannot satisfy or repair by himself. It's too much for him. He's not able to make perfect reparation. So after the original sin of Adam and Eve in paradise, and the personal sins of individuals, there was a need for a redeemer, a mediator, who could adequately atone for the sins of mankind. The ritual of the Old Testament involved the shedding of the blood of animals to atone for sins, but it was not adequate. It produced only an imperfect ritual cleanse. Jesus Christ, true God and true man, is a perfect high priest who atones with his own blood for the sins of all mankind. Because he is God in the flesh, because he is a perfectly innocent human victim, his sacrifice merits grace for all. His grace is infinite and he is applied to all. These 2 weeks before Easter are called Passiontide, which means time of suffering. The Church urges us to remember Jesus' suffering for us. Suffering by itself is an experience of evil. It is something we try to avoid because it's a result of original sin. Originally, we were not supposed to die. We were not supposed to suffer. These are consequences of the sin we came into the world. Passiontide and Holy Week reminds us that we were redeemed by suffering. It's clear throughout the New Testament that Jesus came into this world of time and space to suffer and to make satisfaction for our sins. Since Jesus is God, his suffering has infinite value and his divinity is brought out in today's gospel when Jesus says, "Before Abraham was, I am." Now, why is Jesus so submissive in his passion during Holy Week? Dear faithful, there is only one reason: love. Love for the Father and love for mankind, who he wants to reconcile with the Father. The prophet Isaiah said that he was wounded for the offenses, and by his wounds we were healed. Only infinite love can explain the sufferings and humiliation accepted by the Son of God. While his divinity hides itself and almost seems to abandon him, Jesus, who is both human and divine, suffers in his human nature. But from extreme humiliation springs his highest exaltation. Doing so, Jesus has given meaning to human suffering. He has made it meritorious. If accepted for the love of God and offered up for the salvation of the world. Jesus is the innocent victim, and he attains the high point of his mission into the world when it is his hour for which he launched. This should be, dear faithful, an opportunity to meditate about suffering, about the cross, about the meaning of life, about the human weakness. Some way, we are all struggling with something. We all know someone who is suffering. So, let's remember that those who suffer with Christ cannot suffer for nothing. They don't suffer in vain. It's important because our world requires the objective zero defects, as suggested to Eve by the devil. So it reflects the principle that we have started our life being frail. And so, as long as we belong to Jesus, we can be strong. Because our fragility makes us strong. Dealing with it, we understand how important the grace of God is, but also how much great family life is. Even if our family is not perfect, this is our family, and how much we need to help and to be helped, to love and to be loved. This is a goal of family life, you know, to take care of each other. And so, this morning we look at Jesus, at Jesus on the cross, we confront the mystery of suffering and death, and the paradox that suffering with Jesus leads to glory and happiness. Our task now is to follow him during Holy Week. He says, if you wish to be my disciple, take up your cross daily and follow me. These words are addressed to all of us. In the Acts of the Apostles, it is said that the apostles rejoiced that they could suffer something for Jesus. They found joy in their sufferings because they saw meaning in it. They knew that they did not suffer in vain. They did not suffer for nothing because they were associated to Jesus' sufferings. They were sharing in the sufferings of Christ and had hope of eternal salvation. So, during this Passiontide, let us imitate them. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.